couple of the boys in the band to drop over.
Just then a clown came over.
Who the fuck are you?
Satire.
This is an extraordinarily mystical
sound collage.
It's new.
And famous across the ancient world.
How could that be true?
There is usually more to survive in these events than relying on blind luck.
At first I can only feel sad seeing the suffering caused.
Or it can sound mocking and humorous.
I think they can handle it. Now I'm gonna bring the music in.
Even when we do all the right things, it can still happen.
I sure hope this never happens in my pants.
That might work in a bar fight, but it's not worth beans here on mine property.
Then what is its danger?
Its greatest danger lies in the fact that
I've got some sort of sword down there.
Don't you bring that awful thing near me or I'll scream.
Well, almost everybody
had noticed a strange looking object way off on the horizon.
It looks like
a juicy 10 to 12 pound butterball turkey.
But was it really true?
No, it was bigger than that.
It holds about 500 people.
What the hell is that?
It's shiny. It's eye-catching. Itchy.
Fucking machine, as you may call it.
I must go aboard and seize this wonderful machine.
Okay, boys, let's go.
And off they went.
I didn't realize there were
no known survivors.
Well, that makes sense. That really makes sense.
No, that's wrong.
I guess that didn't make too much sense then.
Yes, this does.
I'm so confused.
What do you think?
You could say that again.
That was the most lame training session I think I've ever been part of. It looks like you were bored stiff.
Because you have an erection.
Bill Clinton's penis.
Is the crux of the great conspiracy to destroy the sovereignty of the United States.
And establish in their place
fanatical and bloody religious practices.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Policy.
Just great for relief of muscular aches and pains.
And even the possibility of child sacrifice.
Coming soon on Sesame Street.
Unmistakably, this is television at its best.
I'm getting real upset with these outfits that all they can do is support pornography on TV for all the kids to watch.
I'm going to be a television star myself.
Oh, don't give me that look. You would have done the same thing. Careful.
Make sure you use a condom. It gives you a new kind of protection.
Radioactive polonium, a cancer-producing chemical.
He decided he was ready to be in a
pornographic
television show.
Just like Mom.
I wouldn't do this to you on purpose, but you gotta admit, man, she was hot.
So he slipped out of the house and he ran down the street. He ran around a corner, and there he stopped.
A Frankfurter wagon came round the corner.
And he blinked his eyes in amazement as he saw
Johnny Mathis.
And he was naked
with a whip.
Oh, no, no, no!
When he met him the second time, he was still afraid.
Well, he wants us to grease his head.
When we think there's some hokey-pokey going on.
At a steady pace.
You suck them down slowly.
Come out in a slow, weary rhythm.
I think I'll tickle him.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Oh. And I've just got some regular red wine. Can be any kind of wine. I kind of like red wine.
You're an alcoholic. You are a drunk.
He isn't one of Andy's regular friends.
One of their best friends was Jesus.
And being that they were good friends, well, my client didn't think that his friend would screw him. Well, he sure did.
He bounced right onto Bert's bed.
Hey, I did it!
He did not do that.
Yes, you can, with moderation.
Well, I mean, you can imagine being bitten by a dog with no teeth.
As they dug in, Kate walked into the room.
Come on, Charlie, are you going to do that all day?
What about the importance of
special interest groups that we can join on just about any subject imaginable?
Riots and people running around shooting each other. And
entertainment for all ages.
I sprang up and seized the revolver and the dagger.
The box falls out of his pocket, exposing some pills.
Pills, pills. One more word of pills, and I'll kill you all.
And if he kills me, we will be your servants. But if I kill him,
then we shall have enough to eat.
I'd rather have Jesus than
cannibalism.
I want to try that.
I eat guys like you for breakfast.
That gets rather dull after a while.
In the dull and commonplace occurrences of day-to-day living, one thing stands out as a completely unique experience. It is anarchy.
And lollipops.
Oh, boy!
Who do you think said that? The mother? Or the daughter? Did you choose the mother?
You can't choose yet.
Not until I've had my coffee.
The word for great coffee flavor is
Coke, of course.
If I say to you, cocaine.
It's just another way of saying
have a good time.
He knows how to have a good time.
Why aren't you having a good time, little girl?
Because her whole brain was aching by this time.
Then, before she knows what's happening to her, she goes insane or becomes a hopeless cripple.
Does she have to do this every morning, Barbara?
Yes, Mr. President.
Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune.
And they all celebrated with tea and cake.
Roger and I danced around the room.
Let us all dance, no.
No!
Let's all just laugh.
No.
Let's go.
Okay?
Sure, that's all.